Well, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. For 10 years, I have tried to preach the Word of God to you. This church has not had but 2 pastors in its 18 years. My brother, Bob, the founder, and yours truly. This morning, I want you to turn with me to the book of Acts. And in the book of Acts, chapter 5, I'm going to read just 2 verses. May I say again, for those of you who are visiting with us at Worth Baptist, it is a joy to have you, and I know that for some of you in particular, this service means a great deal. And I trust that as you leave today in a short while, that the memories of this hour will live long in your hearts. Acts chapter 5, I'm going to read verses 38 and 39. But first, let us join together in a moment of prayer. Our Father, we are grateful for this hour that brings us together. We are thankful for the privilege that we have to worship Thee. And now we pray that as Thy Word is read and expounded upon, the Holy Spirit would arrest every heart. May we know today that this business of serving Christ is real in our hearts and lives. In Jesus' name we pray, and for Jesus' sake, and with thanksgiving, amen. In the book of Acts, chapter 5, verse 38, "And now I say unto you, refrain from these men, and let them alone. For if this counsel, or this work, be of men, it will come to naught. But if it be of God, ye cannot overthrow it, lest haply ye be found even to fight against God." If it be of God. In March of 1954, a small group of people met in a rented store building on Wichita Street to organize a Baptist church. In that rented store building, they found themselves almost penniless. But thank God they were not powerless. For by the leadership and the anointing of the Holy Spirit, those few people organized what is now Worth Baptist Church. And 18 years later, over 1,000 members, this church holds property valued at more than $300,000. Pardon me. I remind you that the church started without any organization or association or bank or body behind it to ensure its success. But if it be of God, you cannot overthrow it. Amen. During that first year, an average of fewer than 50 people met week after week over a year's time. 1971, 18 years later, We averaged almost 400 per week in our Sunday school. In that first year, they operated on a budget of less than $10,000. Last year, our budget was around $120,000. They started out without any missionaries. During that first year, only a little money was given to missions. Last year, over $40,000 was sent to missions around the world. If it be of God, ye cannot overthrow it. Amen. I believe that Worth Baptist Church is of God. Amen. I share several reasons why I believe it. Number one, it has weathered all the storms of 18 years. That might not seem like a long time, but did you know that 90% of all modern miracles and drugs that are used today have come into existence since 1954? Man has put his foot on the moon. I understand now we have a rocket headed out 600 million miles away. All of this since that little handful met to weather many storms in 18 years. Though it is only a city block or two to that location, it is a long way from a rented store building on Wichita Street in 1954 to this hour. And many storms have been weathered. Not only that, but many souls have been won to Christ. And this is what it's all about. Not only that, but many lives have been touched and influenced by its ministry in this city and around the world. Not only that, I say it is of God because it has preached the unsearchable riches of the marvelous grace of God week after week and month after month and year after year. It has salvaged many homes. It has healed many broken hearts. If it be of God, ye cannot overthrow it. Lest haply you be found to be fighting against God. You see, what Jesus began in the long ago when he said, upon this rock I am building my church and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Those words and that organism that Jesus gave life to in the days of his flesh, Worth Baptist Church is a vital part. I thank God for churches in our community. For, beloved, when Jesus Christ died, he died for the church. When Jesus Christ gave a commission to evangelize the world, he gave it to the church. When Jesus Christ wrote letters, he wrote them to the church. And I have a happy note. When Jesus Christ returns in rapturous glory, he shall return for the church. Amen. Beloved, do not despise the ministry of the church of God, for like a mighty army moves this church. And like a mighty army, we shall win the victory. And when the battle's over, we shall wear a crown. Amen. Many have been the dear loved ones connected with this church who have been laid to rest from its ministry. But we have not said to them, farewell. We have only said so long for a while. Like good night down here, but good morning up there. It is of God. In the second place, who can deny that this book is of God? I read this last week that every day 800 volumes are added, 800 new books are added to Harvard University Library. But, beloved, not one of them can match wits with this book. Amen. For this is the book of God. Amen. This is our text. I don't know how it is in a lot of churches, but I know one thing this morning. If you take the Bible away from Worth Baptist Church, we are out of business. Amen. What other book do you know that can tell you where you came from? Who you are? How you got here, where you're going, and how you're going to get there. The telephone company says, anybody that is anybody is in the Yellow Pages. Well, this is our Yellow Pages. Amen. It tells us who. It tells us what. It tells us where. It tells us when. It tells us how. It tells us why. There's not another book like this in all the world. This is the book of the living God. Amen. And it will discipline your life. It will develop your character. It will dispel your fears. It will direct your path. It will deepen your understanding. And, beloved, it will define your destiny. What a book is the book of God. Some books in form. Some books reform, but only the Bible can transform. Amen. What a price has been paid for this book. The blood and the sweat and the tears of uncounted martyrs all over the world. They have had a part in producing this book. For, beloved, I tell you this morning that this old black-back book has sailed every sea. It has climbed more mountains and crossed more deserts and knocked on more doors and transformed more lives and blessed more people, tranquilized more minds and stabilized more souls and healed more hearts than all the books put together all over the world. More copies are printed every year and fewer destroyed of the Bible than any other book. Holy Bible, book divine, precious treasure, thou art mine. Within this ample volume lies the mystery of mysteries. Happiest they of human race to whom their God hath given grace to read, to fear, to hope, to pray, to lift the latch, to force the way. But better had they ne'er been born that read to doubt or read to scorn. We search the world for truth. We call the good, the true, the beautiful from graven stone and written scroll and all old flower fields of the soul. But weary seekers of the best, we come home laden from our quest to find that all the sages said is in the book our mothers read. If it be of God, let Bloody Mary rise again from the dead if she can and destroy the book of God, and God will give us another one tomorrow. Amen. Let the critics put it in the den of critical analysis, but it's still the book of God. Amen. This is God's word, and God is speaking to us today in this book. Amen. Who can deny that this book is of God? Who can deny that Jesus is of God? I say to you today, if Jesus Christ be not of God, he is the greatest imposter who ever lived. If Jesus Christ be not of God, he is the most notorious deceiver who ever breathed. If Jesus Christ be not of God, this Bible is fictitious. If Jesus Christ be not of God, your salvation is a farce. If Jesus Christ be not of God, hell is a myth. Heaven is a fantasy. Christianity is a mockery. Your faith is in vain, and you are yet in your sin. But I believe that Jesus is of God, that he is declared to be the Son of God by the resurrection from the dead. Hear me when I say it. We believe in the virgin birth, the sinless life, the vicarious sufferings, the substitutionary death, the physical bodily resurrection, and the visible return of Jesus Christ. If it be of God, we believe Jesus Christ is of God. Hear his own testimony. I and the Father are one. He that hath seen me hath seen the Father. I am come to do the will of the Father who sent me. Hear the testimony of John. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Hear the testimony of the beloved Apostle Paul, who said, God, who at sundry times and in divers manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son. I believe Jesus Christ is of God. Jesus never wrote a book, but more books have been written about him than any other individual who ever lived. Jesus never built a temple, and yet more shrines and more temples and more churches and more buildings have been raised in his honor and in his name than any other character of history. Jesus Christ never marshaled an army, but more men have died fighting for his cause, giving themselves as martyrs for the gospel than any other crusade known to man. Jesus never traveled over 200 miles from the place he was born, and yet more people have traveled more miles by air, by land, and by sea to proclaim his gospel than any other cause. If it be of God, it cannot be overthrown. Who else, I ask you, but the Christ of God can answer the deep, dark, disturbing questions of life? Questions like that Job asked. If a man die, shall he live again? We turn to the scientist, and every year 2 million new scientific inventions are made. Mr. Scientist, would you please answer Job's question, if a man die, shall he live again? I'm waiting for the answer. No, science cannot answer. Philosophy cannot answer. Psychiatry cannot answer. Psychology cannot answer. The fortune tellers cannot answer. The magicians cannot answer. The soothsayers cannot answer. The spiritists cannot answer. Those who deal in seance cannot answer. Gene Dixon cannot answer, but Jesus can. Amen. I hear old man Job as he rises to the triumph of his life, and by faith in the promise of a coming Messiah, he answers his own question. I know that my Redeemer liveth, and in the last day he shall stand upon the earth. And though after my skin worms destroy this body, yet in my flesh shall I see God. Amen. That's the Christ of God this morning. and he answers all those deep, dark, disturbing, difficult questions of life. I go to him and I say to him, "Dear Jesus, my heart is hungry." And he answers, "Feast on me, for I am the bread of life." Amen. "But dear Jesus, my heart is thirsty." And he answers, "I am the water of life." Amen. "But dear Jesus, I am so baffled about this world system. I don't know what to do about phase 2 or phase 3. I don't know what to do about the coming war. I don't know what to do about the Middle East crisis. I don't know what to do about Ireland and England. I don't know what to do about North America and South America. I don't know what to do about the race problems, the labor problems, the governmental problems, the economic problems, the mess that our school is in, the bus problems. I don't have the answer. I'm baffled, dear Jesus." And he answers, "Fear not, for I have overcome the world." "But dear Jesus, I am in the dark." And he answers, "I am the light of the world." "But dear Jesus, I am afraid of death." And he answers, "I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore." "But dear Jesus, beyond death, I'm troubled about the judgment." And he answers, "He that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me shall not come into judgment, but is passed from death unto life." Amen. "But dear Jesus, I am so uncertain and I am so puzzled about immortality. What shall it be?" And he answers me, "I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die." "But dear Jesus, I'm so puzzled and I'm so anxious about eternity." And he answers me, "I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end." Amen. "But dear Jesus, I am tired and weary and worn." And he answers me, "Come unto me, all of ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Amen. "But dear Jesus, I am sinful. I am lustful. I am unclean. I am unworthy." And he answers me, "Son, thy sins be forgiven." "But dear Jesus, I don't have any money." And he answers me, "Come and buy without money and without price." "But dear Jesus, I fear that I'm not among those of the elect." And he answers me, "And the Spirit and the bride say, come. And let everyone that heareth say, come. And let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him come and take of the water of life freely." "But dear Jesus, I'm lost and I can't find my way." And he answers, "Well, I am the way, the truth and the life, and no man cometh unto the Father but by me. If it be of God," I believe it is this morning. And let me share this with you. The greatest proof that I have that Jesus is of God is something that happened in this heart 29 years ago. I wouldn't thank an angel to come and say to me, "Raymond Wesley Barber, you are saved." For, beloved, I was there when it happened, and I ought to know. You see, God thought it, and Jesus bought it, and the Holy Spirit wrought it, and the Bible taught it, and the devil fought it, but thank God I've got it.
Amen.
What have I got, preacher? I'll tell you what have I got. I've got the old-time religion in my heart.
Amen.
I'm talking to you about something, mister, that you can't figure out with pencil and paper. You can't put it in a test tube this morning, mister. You can't put it on a blueprint this morning. It's got to be in your heart by the Spirit of God.
Amen.
That's the old-time religion.
Amen.
It was good for the prophet Daniel, and it's good enough for me.
Amen.
It was good for Paul and Silas, and it's good enough for me. It was good for our fathers, and it's good enough for me. Why, it makes the Methodist love the Baptist.
Amen.
And it's good enough for me. And oh, my friend, hear me when I say it. It will do when I am dying. You see, I don't want something just to live by. I want something to die by. And I can't die by a scientific formula. I can't die by arithmetic formula. I can't die by history books. But I can die in peace with Jesus Christ in my heart.
Amen.
Besides all that, it will take us all to heaven. And that's good enough for me.
The
old time religion. If it be of God. I've a footnote and I'm through. I believe this service is of God. Mister, you may never come back again. You may never find your way to this house again, but sure as there is a God on his throne, you're here by the will of Almighty God today.
Amen.
And this service is in God's plan and program for your life.
Amen.
If you don't have what I've been talking about, money won't buy it, science won't get it, learning won't get it, wisdom won't get it, wealth won't get it, but faith will. Only believe, and the work is done. Let's stand for our prayer. Dear God, this morning, how we do thank Thee for the old-time religion. In a day of modern machines, in a day of liberal theology, in a day of materialism, in a day when the leaders of our nation are baffled, our economists are baffled, our educators are baffled, our religionists are baffled. Oh, we thank Thee for that deep, abiding assurance that Jesus Christ is of Thee and that He's in our hearts today. For those who do not have that assurance, may they come and trust Him this morning. Even if they don't ever intend to come back to Worth Baptist, may they take something with them as an eternal reminder of their visit today. I pray that Thou wouldst save men and women and young people and boys and girls from all over this congregation, from all over our city and all over our county today. And then, Father, for those who are Christians who need a closer fellowship with Thee, may they come this morning. For those, Heavenly Father, who need a church home, may they come and identify with Worth Baptist Church today. This we pray in Jesus' name and for His sake. I'm going to ask in the congregation that your heads remain bowed. Everybody prays. The choir will whisper prayerfully an invitation appeal. If you're here today without Christ, I know you're crowded in. I know it's anniversary. I know you're a visitor and all of that. But if you're out there today without Christ, I want you to come and trust Him. We'll meet you here at the front, and some of our men will be here, and some of the ladies will be here. And let me tell you that just as sure as you make one step toward God and say yes to Him, the work is done. You don't have to come down here and pray all day. You don't have to pledge anything or sign anything or give anything or go anywhere. Just say yes to Christ. Come into my heart, and He will. While we sing the first stanza, If you're out there today without Christ, I invite you to come. If you're out there and you need a prayer of dedication, I invite you to come. If you're out there and you need a church home, by letter from another Baptist church, by baptism from another denomination, or on your statement of having been baptized under the auspices of a Baptist church. Whatever your need is, while you pray and while the choir sings the first stanza, who'll be first to come?